Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Handelsblatt examines Germany's escalating fiber optic crisis amid Deutsche Telekom's record 2025 network expansion. YWO.de explores an innovative 5G mobile API initiative that streamlines two-factor authentication. And Telekom Handel reviews a year of leadership changes in the telecom sector, including a dramatic management transition at O2 Telefónica.
First, Handelsblatt addresses the escalating fiber optic crisis in Germany by highlighting Deutsche Telekom's rapid network expansion. The report indicates that 2025 has been a record year with 1.7 million households passed by fiber connections, a figure that reflects the fast growth in network availability rather than active contract uptake. The article points out that with weakened competition and intense financial pressure on smaller regional providers and entities like Deutsche Glasfaser, consolidation in the market appears imminent. Experts and analysts mentioned in the article suggest that the Deutsche Telekom's extensive investments and aggressive rollout might further widen the gap with its competitors, who are expected to face severe funding challenges in the coming years. Overall, Handelsblatt reveals an industry in transition, where the shift from sheer infrastructure expansion to customer activation and strategic acquisitions could reshape the competitive landscape dramatically.
Moving on, YWO.de presents a visionary approach to overcoming the cumbersome nature of traditional two-factor authentication. The article features Chatharangi Wickramasinghe, a PhD in computer science and leader at Deutsche Telekom, who is steering a team dedicated to marketing innovative technological opportunities afforded by the 5G mobile network. It explains how the new network API initiative aims to allow smartphones to confirm essential verifications, such as location, age, and fraud prevention, in the background, thereby eliminating the need for repetitive, cumbersome two-factor logins. The report emphasizes that this project is central to expanding connectivity offerings by enabling service providers to integrate these features seamlessly via standardized open-source frameworks. In addition, the article underscores the strategic goal of increasing market coverage from 44% to 80%, positioning Deutsche Telekom as a key driver in a pan-European ecosystem that attracts major app developers.
Furthermore, Welt.de reports on the ongoing efforts to enhance mobile connectivity in Germany's most picturesque regions, particularly in Rhineland-Pfalz. The article sheds light on the persistent mobile coverage gaps in rural areas such as the Pfälzerwald, Hunsrück, and Westerwald, where beautiful landscapes contrast with poor network signals. Local authorities, together with mobile operators and energy suppliers, are forming collaborative efforts to simplify the establishment of mobile masts by addressing the challenges of power supply and site accessibility. The report also highlights that environmental concerns play a crucial role, with authorities carefully selecting locations to avoid significant ecological impacts, especially in protected natural reserves. As part of a renewed mobile pact and upcoming measurement initiatives, Rhineland-Pfalz is set on a path to modernize and expand its mobile network infrastructure, ensuring that digital connectivity meets the needs of both residents and visitors in these challenging yet cherished regions.
The Telekom Handel article. Digitalisierung geht nicht ohne Glasfaser examines the growing emphasis on digitalization in Germany and its strong connection to the expansion of fiber optic infrastructure. The article outlines how the newly formed federal ministry under Carsten Wildberger was built from scratch and now employs 500 staff, indicating a high-priority government initiative. It discusses the significant allocation of funds for broadband and mobile network expansion while highlighting the ongoing debate over the timing and pressure required to switch from copper networks to fiber optics. The piece compares Germany's approach with other European nations, noting that countries like Spain, Sweden, France, and the Netherlands have already set more ambitious timelines. Additionally, the article details the phased process mandated by the Federal Network Agency for transitioning from copper to fiber, arguing that market forces alone may not be sufficient to ensure a timely migration, and it notes concerns over uneven regional deployment and the potential for economic interests to impede progress.
The Telekom Handel article Panin Personal Plan Einar Fuller-Wechsel provides an overview of significant personnel changes and strategic shifts within the German telecommunications industry during 2025. The article first describes leadership transitions at Deutsche Telekom, noting appointments such as Rodrigo Diehl taking over the Germany business and reinforcing continuity through contract extensions for CEO Tim Höttges as the company celebrated its 30-year evolution. It then focuses on O2 Telefonica, outlining a dramatic change in management as longtime CEO Markus Haas departs amid strategic disagreements over growth initiatives following the loss of a major client, with Santiago Argerich Hesse named as his successor. The article further depicts Vodafone's internal reorganization, including new appointments and challenges stemming from an IT security crisis and significant data protection fines imposed by the Federal Data Protection Commissioner. Finally, it reports on Freenet's board restructuring and strategic move with the acquisition of MobileZone, indicating that this period of leadership reshuffle reflects broader industry trends towards renewed operational focus, innovation, and market consolidation.
The article from telterif.de reports in detail on the latest developments in fiber optic network expansion among various players in the market. It is noted that OXG, a joint venture involving partners such as Vodafone and investor Altice, has activated connections for nearly 1.35 million households since early December 2025 in major cities including Berlin, Dortmund, and Dresden, while also initiating further expansion in Esslingen near Stuttgart for 22,500 households. In a related context, the publication highlights that other competitors are advancing their own fiber projects. For instance, Netcom BW recently completed a network rollout in Nagold, connecting 1,472 addresses across six districts, with CEO Nicholas Prince emphasizing the project's importance for both regional expansion and company development. Similarly, Net Cologne has finished deploying fiber in the so-called white spots of Cologne, covering 15,000 residential and 2,000 business connections and establishing one of Germany's densest fiber networks over 31,900 kilometers, as pointed out by managing director Timo von Leppel.
The report further outlines progress by regional projects in southern Germany, where Mnet, Allgäu-Netz, and Energieversorgung Oberstdorf successfully established a full-scale fiber connection in Oberstdorf, initially linking over 200 buildings with further plans to extend coverage to an additional 2,000 buildings in the town core. Mnet regional manager Sylvia Kleinschek stated that the project connects even the southernmost buildings in Germany to a high-performance quantum network. Additionally, Stiegler IT invested 1.7 million euros to build 260 house connections in the Waldshut district, and the company noted a high acceptance rate among homeowners, with further activations in Unterlangenhardt and Bad Liebenzell. In the latter, cooperation with Sparkassen IT resulted in an impressive 88% customer uptake, with Sandra Glazer explaining that the rental income from these connections helps offset the expansion cost.
Transitioning to developments among larger national competitors, the publication also reports on Deutsche Telekom's strategic moves. The company has acquired the DOCOM 21 fiber network in the Essen districts of Frohnhausen and Huttrop, focusing on its core market and enhanced fiber expansion in Dortmund, as commented by DOCOM 21 managing director Marco Iaconis. Additionally, Deutsche Telekom has welcomed Entega as a new open access partner in the joint venture Glasfaser Plus, aiming to extend network reach primarily in southern Hesse. However, the article also mentions that less promising results have emerged in projects by Deutsche Giganetz in Mainz, Limburgerhof, and Schifferstadt, where insufficient customer interest has caused the company to put expansion plans on hold. The article concludes by reflecting on how parallel network rollouts can force competitors to reassess economic viability and sometimes even retreat, a situation that the Federal Network Agency currently regards as not requiring intervention.
Handelsblatt reports on the intricate implications of the Arab tech boom, highlighting that Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are leveraging their oil and gas revenues to invest in new economic sectors, notably green energy and large-scale data centers for AI, in an effort to diversify their economies in the face of escalating climate challenges. The article explains that significant investments are underway to expand data center capabilities, with forecasts by PDUC and insights from Emirates NBD suggesting that capacity in the Gulf region will more than triple over the next 5 years, as demonstrated by the UAE's current portfolio of over 35 data centers and plans for several more. It details ambitious projects such as the KI Center, dubbed Stargate UAE, being developed in a joint venture by G42 in Abu Dhabi, and Saudi Arabia's recent initiative, Humain, which has garnered participation from global tech leaders including NVIDIA, AMD, Qualcomm, AWS, and Cisco, all aiming to build substantial computing power. The report also highlights pressing environmental challenges, noting that while these data centers offer vast technological potential, they demand considerable amounts of electricity and water for cooling, a significant concern in desert regions already struggling with water scarcity. Finally, the article observes that these technological strides are supported by continued reliance on fossil fuel exports, as the Gulf states finance their diversification strategies with oil revenues, even as they explore cleaner energy options like hydrogen, thereby illustrating the delicate balance between innovation and sustainability.
In the realm of politics and regulation, the publication Golem.de reported on the findings of the Federal Network Agency's Telecommunications Activity Report for 2024/2025, which was presented on the 10th of December, 2025. The report reveals that despite the increased deployment of fiber optic networks, Germany will remain predominantly a DSL nation by mid-2025, with around 23.2 million broadband connections, or 60%, still based on various DSL technologies. The article explains that within the DSL segment, the VDSL technology dominates, accounting for approximately 87% of the DSL connections, with Telecom reporting roughly 11.7 million direct VDSL customers and competitors marketing about 8.5 million VDSL connections. The report further notes that Germany had 38.7 million broadband connections in mid-2025, representing a growth of over 3% compared to 2022. And a penetration rate of about 86%, based on a potential market of 45 million customer connections. Additionally, Golem.de highlights a noticeable shift towards higher transmission speeds, with a growing focus on connections that provide download rates of 100 megabit per second or more, even though 85% of active connections still offer speeds below 300 megabit per second. And the number of gigabit connections experienced a modest rise from 2.2 million to 2.7 million between 2023 and mid-2025.
Telecom Handle presents an extensive interview with Christine Nakfus-Nikolic, Chief Sovereignty Officer at T-Systems, which outlines the evolving concept of digital sovereignty in Europe amid a shifting global technology landscape. The publication explains that digital sovereignty is seen as the freedom of choice in selecting providers and controlling data, IT infrastructure, and technological components. In the discussion, Nakfus-Nikolic defines three layers of sovereignty. First, data sovereignty, which empowers data owners to determine access and usage. Second, operational sovereignty, which involves setting and managing access rights for IT systems. And third, technological sovereignty, which questions whether companies manufacture or can switch between hardware and software providers. The interview highlights the current dominance of U.S. hyperscalers driven by their substantial investments, attractive pricing, and scalability, noting that this has led European businesses to largely rely on these providers despite concerns over sovereignty. Nakfus-Nikolic stresses that while the cost factor has traditionally favored these global giants, there is a growing market for sovereign public cloud solutions in Europe, bolstered by proactive investments such as the recently launched Industrial AI Cloud in collaboration with NVIDIA. She also touches on the challenges posed by regulatory frameworks that can sometimes inhibit innovation if applied too restrictively before practical challenges become evident. The media briefing from Telecom Handle further underscores a strategic call for restoring European control by reducing reliance on non-European cloud services and fostering an environment where controlled, sovereign solutions can thrive, ensuring balanced access to innovative technologies while maintaining robust data protection and operational control.
Teltarif.de reports that Vodafone has postponed the planned price increase for its Giga Mobile tariffs. The original plan was to raise prices for mobile contracts that include a smartphone, with the new rates set to take effect on the 10th of December. So far, no changes have been implemented, and the terms for Giga Mobile plans remain unchanged, The report further explains that online magazine iPhone Ticker has updated the schedule, indicating that the price hike is now planned for the 16th of December. This delay allows potential customers the opportunity to sign up for a contract under the current conditions until early next week.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.